Welcome to Thoughts on the Market. I'm Mike Wilson, Morgan Stanley CIO and Chief U.S. Equity Strategist. Along with my colleagues bringing you a variety of perspectives, today I'll be talking about the risk of higher interest rates and equity valuations. It's Monday, March 18th at 11:30 a.m. in New York. So let's get after it. Long-term interest rates peaked in October of last year and coincided with the lows in equities. The rally began with the Treasury's guidance for less coupon issuance than expected. This surprise occurred at a time when many bond managers were short duration. When combined with the Fed's fourth quarter policy shift, there was a major squeeze in bonds. As a result, 30-year Treasury bonds returned 19% over the October to December 2023 period, beating the 14% return in the S&P 500. Nearly all of the equity return over this period was attributable to higher valuations tied to the fall in interest rates. Fast forward to this year, and the story has been much different. Bond yields have risen considerably as investors took profits on longer-term bonds, and the Fed walked back several of the cuts that had been priced in for this year. The flip side is that the growth data has been weaker in aggregate, which argues for lower rates. Call it a tug-of-war between weaker growth and higher inflation than expected. There is also the question of supply, which continues to grow with the expanded budget deficit. From an equity standpoint, the rise in interest rates this year has not had the typical negative effect on valuations. In other words, equity investors appear to have moved past the Fed, inflation, and rates, and are now squarely focused on earnings growth that the consensus expects to considerably improve. As noted in prior podcasts, the consensus earnings per share growth estimates for this year are high and above our expectations in the context of sticky cost structures and falling pricing power as fiscal spend crowds out both labor and capital for the average company. In our view, this crowding out is one reason why fundamentals and performance have remained relatively muted outside of the large cap quality winners. We've been expecting a broadening out in leadership to other large cap quality stocks away from tech and communication services, and recently that has started to happen. Strong breadth and improving fundamentals support our relative preference for industrials within broader cyclicals. Other areas of relative strength more recently include energy, materials, and utilities. Some of this is tied to the excitement over artificial intelligence and the impact that will have on power consumption. The end result is lower valuations for the index overall as investors rotate from the expensive winners in technology to laggards that are cheaper and may do better in an environment with higher commodity prices. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to Thoughts on the Market on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
The preceding content is informational only and based on information available when created. It is not an offer or solicitation, nor is it tax or legal advice. It does not consider your financial circumstances and objectives and may not be suitable for you.